This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Is the worst criminal in Congress in the last 250 years. And what Brooks broke that we're going to talk about right now is Adam Schiff.
Yeah, that is Kash Patel commenting on now Senator Adam Schiff and over the years what he believes are some of the missteps Schiff made on impeachment and other issues. Question now is, I don't know, does he do something to target Adam Schiff and others? I don't know. That remains to be seen. Kash Patel's been very outspoken on what he thinks about those things. I had the honor of speaking to some current FBI members yesterday at the luncheon I attended for folks who've attended the FBI National Academy. Lots of local law enforcement officers who've been up there as well. And even as I was speaking to them, this vote was going on. So I didn't really get to get any reaction from them as what they think about Patel being their new boss, because it didn't happen until the meeting came to a close. But we are fortunate to have Chris Pahota with us this morning. He's a retired executive assistant director at the FBI. And Chris, welcome in. How are you?
Great. Thank you to be with you and your audience this morning.
Absolutely. You know, so this is pretty fresh now. Patel is in. I haven't seen a lot of media by him yet. But what are you expecting with a Kash Patel-run FBI?
Well, what we're looking for, first of all, is for Mr. Patel, now Director Patel, to begin restoring the FBI to its previous position of trust and confidence with the American people. And I think he has to show that the FBI is fully capable of regaining its position of being that skilled, objective, apolitical, and professional investigative organization that everyone depended on for decades. So he's got a major job in front of him, and I wish him the best.
How long did you work in the FBI, Chris? Did you retire?
I did. I retired from the FBI after 25 years of service.
You spent a lot of time in at the Hoover Building in D.C.?
Unfortunately, yes.
So didn't he talk? He's talked about either seriously eliminating a number of jobs there or even closing it down, he said one time, and applying those bodies to actual investigative work around the country. What's your take on that? Would it work?
I think he has to take an inventory of the programs that are in place at FBI headquarters right now. I think some of them could definitely be slimmed down a bit. Others could probably be eliminated completely, because we saw the growth of some cottage industries at the main FBI headquarters building, where these programs were put there more for the preferences of some of the senior leaders versus the primary benefit of the case agents working street-level operations. So I think he's got to get there. He's going to have to take an inventory. And he's got to build his own set of operational objectives in coordination with the Attorney General and the White House. And you're going to see a redistribution of resources for sure.
You just touched on this, Chris, and I agree with you. I think the main thing he needs to do is be very transparent with the American people and also just make sure that he's proving the FBI is not going to do what Joe Biden's administration did, which was unfairly targeting conservatives. How does he go about doing that? I mean, is this going to be a years-long process to actually, achieve that goal?
No, I think he can do it very rapidly and very efficiently if he surrounds upper senior leadership team and he puts out his objectives to the organization and he doesn't tolerate any dissension or any, you could say, passive-aggressive resistance or pockets of, malicious compliance and things of that sort. He's going to have to get the organization re-recruited into its baseline mission set, which is to combat national security threats and crime problems. And the organization has to move away from being distracted by a lot of the other peripheral issues that it kind of got into over the last 4 years when it comes to politics and social trends. The FBI is a law enforcement, investigative, and operational organization, and that's what I think Mr. Patel is going to return it to.
Yeah. So you were there for a long time. Can you pinpoint where things went wrong? Who was in charge when that happened?
I would say things started shifting in the FBI at the end of Director Mueller's term, and then they accelerated under Jim Comey's time with the Bureau, and then they continued under Christopher Wray. And what you found was is certain people and factions with inside the Bureau gained what I would consider to be inappropriate levels of influence over how the organization was going to be run. And what we saw was the result of a corporatized FBI that people were trying to run along the lines of Google or wow. Netflix with those types of operational perspectives and principles. And you saw where it got us.
That's crazy. You do have a new book out. It came out in November, Wanted, the FBI I Once Knew. People can find that on Amazon or wherever they find their favorite books. And Chris, we appreciate your service and thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. You can find maybe it's interesting to find out where he thinks that things started going wrong. Certainly under Comey, you can see it, mm-hmm. right? He's making decisions that should have been left to federal prosecutors about whether or not to prosecute Hillary Clinton, even though he admitted she violated national security with her emails. I mean, it was silly season, it seems to me like. I don't know. And then Andy McCabe is still out there making money instead of wearing an orange jumpsuit. I am not quite sure how that has happened.
Get more at 971talk.com.